The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and I'm very excited to be talking about something that is actually happening this weekend. So if you are a motorcycle rider, you will probably already know about this, but if you don't, this is something that would be really great for you to be a part of. And I have Nick Lesh as well as Bill Bridger joining me from the Prayer Riders, and you guys are doing something really great, and that is the blessing of the bikes. So tell me what this is all about. But first off, what's your guys' your chapter and what you guys do and what the Prayer Riders are?
Well, Johnny, thanks for having us on. Yes, the Christian Motorcycle Association is a international group of Christian motorcyclists who are dedicated through their local chapters and to build relationships with local biker groups and spread the word of Christ to motorcycle clubs all across the world.
And so our chapter, the Prairie Riders, we're a group of men, women, and some children or teenagers. And we meet every month, but one of the things that we're really going to have fun doing is this Saturday is the bike blessing.
And how many years have you guys been doing this? Because like you said, your chapter has been around for many years. Have you been doing the blessing of the bikes that entire time?
Yes, the blessing of the bikes is an annual event. Unfortunately, last year it was canceled due to COVID. But it's an annual event that we here have locally that we invite biker groups from all around the surrounding communities to come to join us to be able to have their bikes blessed so they can have a safe riding season.
And what's really cool is that we have the Bering County Sheriff escort us. And so we have all these sirens and flashing lights and we don't have to pull over. It makes it a whole lot easier. So we're going to be meeting at Gilson Cycle, which is on Pipestone across from Crystal Springs Florist. And we start registration at 10:07 and then stands her up at 11. And we go through our various route that the Bering County Sheriff have provided and escorting us. And then we're going to end up back at Crystal Springs Church God for a meal.
Awesome. That sounds like a really great thing to do. And what I love about it is that you guys are doing that and spreading fellowship and the word of Christ to all of these different riders. But also, you're really encouraging safety. And I know many people that are motorcycle riders and motorcycle enthusiasts, they think about safety, but it's also, you know, you have to be thinking about everything else. And, you know, they know their bike really well, but there's a lot of stuff they probably really don't think about. So are you guys going to be not only blessing the bikes, but are you going to be talking about safety or any other things that they should, you know, if you have somebody that's maybe a new motorcycle rider? Because this past year, a lot of people have decided to start new hobbies. I'm sure you guys have probably come up with some new things to do, but getting out and riding a motorcycle is probably something that people have tried for the first time. So are you guys going to be teaching any safety or doing anything like that during this?
Well, one of the best things of having Gilson Cycle hosted is that, you know, Larry Gilson is a master mechanic. He has worked on not only just Harleys, but Hondas, Kawasaki's. We accept all makes and models of motorcycles. And to have it there and to have a new rider, say if they have just purchased their motorcycle and maybe they don't understand why their motorcycle reacts a certain way, or maybe if they purchase a used motorcycle, Larry and his staff are there. They're great people to work with. They take the time to, you know, again, make sure if you have a question about your motorcycle and you want to make sure it's okay for me to ride it on the road, they can answer questions. And yeah, it gives the public an opportunity to really see what Gilson Cycle is all about. Larry purchased the old Ferris Music building a few years ago and has just made it his own. It's a very impressive shop. And again, it gives the bikers, once they park their bikes, an opportunity to go inside, talk to some of the staff. And our chapter has been around for about 20 years. We have a lot of seasoned motorcycle riders. And so when we first arrive there, as registration begins, you know, you're looking at each other's butts, you're asking maybe some of the more seasoned writers, hey, I have a sound, or I'm hearing something, or maybe I'm just really kind of learning. I'm in my first year and I'm trying to learn how to take curves, you know, and I want to be safe doing it. Or you have your motorcyclists that ride, I've always ridden alone, and now I'm going to be starting right in a group. You know, I mean, different hand signals to be able to not only signal to the fellow riders, you know, what their action they're going to be doing, turning right or turning left, if there's debris in the road. Again, you want to make sure you educate yourself. And these people, are, you know, our bikers in our community, the seasoned bikers, take the time to be able to explain safety and make sure you enjoy the ride.
Absolutely. And those Berrien County motorcycle, that group, those guys are absolutely amazing and very seasoned riders for the Berrien County Sheriff's Department as well. And so your chapter's been around for 20 years, but for you guys individually, how long have you guys been a part of the Prairie Riders?
I've been a part of the Prairie Riders for 6 years. Uh-huh. 6 years. My brother-in-law was a part of the Prairie Riders, and when he passed, I kind of stepped in his place, and I was given his motorcycle by my sister, and that's how I started riding, and acquired another bike, and so this is my sixth season, and they still let me hang around, so.
and this is my fifth season. My wife and I began motorcycle riding. And, you know, again, we were those riders that just really just rode by ourselves. But we wanted to find a Christian group that we could ride with and grow with. And really, every Tuesday night is our motorcycle ice cream rides. All roads on Tuesday nights lead to some ice cream shop in the community. A couple of weeks ago, we were in South Haven. We stopped at Sherman's, for example.
Oh, nice.
Last night, we rode down to... Oinks down in Buffalo. So, you know, we meet at Applebee's on Tuesday nights at 6:30, and at 7 o'clock we kickstands up, and we usually land at the ice cream shop on 8:30, and just to have that fellowship with each other. But so, yeah, it's been an incredible 5 years for us, growing with our chapter and sharing the word of Christ with other motorcyclists.
That's really great. And it's something, like you said, is that, you know, it's that as a motorcycle rider and motorcycle enthusiast that, like you said, the riding, there's people that like to ride alone, or there's people that may be looking for a group of people and wonderful people to be around. And I think your chapter would be something that someone would absolutely love. Are you guys looking for new members to be part of your organization, your chapter?
Yes, we're always welcoming people who want to, you know, see if they want to hang with us, ride with us. And it's always great to have new people. And we sure get a lot on Tuesday night. We have a Facebook page that you can find out more about us. You can Google the Christian Motorcyclists Association, and under the state, you can find our chapter. There are different ways that you can find out about it. It's one of the best ways to come out this Saturday to Wilson's and get your bike blessed as well as yourself. It's one of my specialties.
Our bike blessing over the years has attracted a lot of those single riders that come and then they realize, you know, wow, this might be something I might be interested in. Again, we build that friendship, that connection and that bond. And, you know, we enjoy the motorcycle, we enjoy the rides, the journey. We ride in various additional rides through the year, other bike blessings that we try to support other motorcycle groups. The Berrien County Riders, the BC Riders, they do a Toys for Tots in December. And again, we try to support other local motorcycle groups in their what they do for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I've been not as a rider myself, but as a person to be able to follow for safety in many rides throughout the years. I've seen a lot of you guys at those various rides. And so this sounds like a wonderful event that if anybody wants to be involved in, they should definitely go and check out on Saturday. Like you said, so registration starts around 10 o'clock and then kickstands up at noon. So get there no later than, say, 11:30 or so, right?
Right, because the blessing is going to take part about 11:45.
Okay.
Kickstands will be up, and like I said, we'll be led by the Bering County Sheriff's Mueller Unit. We'll be riding out to Decatur. We'll make a brief stop there at Oak Shores Campground. We'll have a little pit stop there and a little time to rest, and then we'll be riding back here to Crystal Springs Church for a free meal that we get to be able to chance to really kind of get to know the bikers that will attend this. This will be a great ride. The weather's supposed to be beautiful, and I think God's going to give us quite a blessing today.
Oh, the one thing we forgot to tell you is the cost of this whole thing. Costs nothing. All you got to do is show up. This is completely free. The church and the Prairie Riders, we're going to donate the food. So, the only thing that's going to cost you is some gas and your time.
There you go.
That's wonderful. But like you said, it's going to be a great ride and a great fellowship with some wonderful people in our community. So this sounds like a lot of fun. If we want to find more information, where's a good place to find that, guys?
Well, you can go to, the Christian Motorcyclists Association and look up our chapter. We're chapter 705, the Prayer Rewriters, and they could find some contact information there if they'd like to contact if they have any questions.
Wonderful. Well, I had a great time chatting with you guys and looking forward to a great weather and a great time on Saturday for the blessing of the bikes.
Awesome. Thanks, Johnny.
Yes, thank you so much.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.